What's up, everyone? Hey, we just got to freshen up on some of the people that support us out here with Just Another Failure podcast. By the way, Heatwave Visual just dropped their new Future Tech sunglasses. They got three colorways, I think, right now. We have kind of the, what would you call that, a rainbow lens?
Yeah, I kind of got a like a pink rainbow
Yeah, and
lens.
they
They
got
got
a
a
gold lens and a
gold one.
black lens, and they got the clear frames, they have the safety frames. Anyways, Heatwave's awesome. They're our buddies out of San Jose, California. And they hook us up. If you head over, use promo code FAIL and get hooked up on the website. Grab yourself some sunglasses, maybe a sick t-shirt or a hoodie.
I got sick gear and sick glasses,
Yeah,
so.
let's support our rad buddies out there. Also, our buddies at Rockwell, they make sick watches. I've been loving my Coliseum Assault watch. I run the Thidrent line. He's running the same thing. The watches are great. You can burn your calories on here. You can check your run. Two different time zones.
Kind of does it all.
It does it all. They're quality watches that we have everything from sportswear to luxury wear. Plus, they do CrossFit gear, they do workout
Everything.
supplements, everything. Head over, use Failure 20 with those guys. Get yourself laced up with some sweet gear. Also, we got to shout out our buddies London Boat Rentals for hooking us up with a spot and letting
Yeah,
us record.
definitely thank you to London Boat Rentals because without them, we wouldn't have this awesome studio that we have. So yeah, big shout out to them.
If you're in the Long Beach area, stop by, grab a Duffy, come down, stop by Ballast Point Boathouse. We're open again. You know?
Life's back,
Let's
baby.
go.
But yeah, we also have a couple other sponsors. Huertos Coffee. These guys are awesome. The guys that run this are just downright cool dudes. The coffee, also amazing. And I mean, what better way to help give back to our first responders? Because every purchase through Muertos Coffee, 5% goes back to first responders. So get yourself some good coffee and go support the people that help you.
It's firefighter owned and operated.
Firefighter owned and operated. Like I said, these guys are awesome. Their coffee is good and it's for a good cause. So use just another failure at checkout at muertoscoffee.com, I believe it is.
It is.
And get yourself some good coffee and give back to the community. And then also, we have our buddies at Canadips. This is a chewing tobacco alternative to get you off of chewing tobacco because that stuff's nasty. They come in all sorts of different flavors. They are CBD pouches that you just pop right in the lip. They call them pack in the lip boomer. And
No THC.
you just let them chill on the lip. Get all the benefits of CBD. They also do have a THC infused pouch if you are looking for that side of things. That they should be dropping soon, I think.
Yeah, I think in June.
And yeah, these guys are absolutely awesome too. So if you're looking for pack yourself a lip boomer yourself, go to Canadips and use FAIL20 at checkout, get 20% off. And I would suggest just running it down the board. Go buy all the flavors because they're all amazing.
You're not going to be disappointed.
Absolutely not. They're awesome. So yeah, go support everybody. Rockwell Watches, Heatwave Visual, Muertos Coffee, and Canadips. And you guys can also support us.
JustAnotherFailure.com.
JustAnotherFailure.com. You can buy some shirts if you'd like. You can also support us on Anchor for as little as $1 a month.
But overall, enjoy our episode. Thanks, guys.
Enjoy. We'll see you guys later. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Just Another Failure Podcast with myself, Devin, and my only partner over here, Mr. Matty Sill. It's just the boys. We don't have a guest. It's been a hectic
Month.
month. It's been a little wild, but.
Little craziness.
But it's been good.
Yeah.
We're not complaining. It's just been a little,
Little wild to say the least.
yeah, a little wild to get all of our what's the term? Ducks in a line?
Yeah.
Is that a
It'd
that's
probably
a
be the thing,
term?
yeah.
That's a term, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, let's start with you. I feel like I haven't even talked to you in a minute. What's been going on, buddy?
Well, last week was just a rough week.
Yeah, you did have a rough go.
Yeah, I mean, that was a tough one, you know. Lost a buddy last week, and then one of our guests, our previous guest that we've had on the show, who's become a really good friend, his brother passed away last week too. So that was kind of a long deal.
Yeah.
My buddy had passed away that I've known pretty much since the fourth grade. So that was just a tough thing, you know. And yeah, that kind of was going on, and then just work starting to pick back up and going back and forth up to the Bay Area. It's just been a little hectic, you know, and trying to be there for my buddy's family and talking to him. So my brain was a little preoccupied on what I was doing and priorities and whatnot. So, but yeah, I mean, getting through it, you know, supporting buddies, supporting family, just making sure everything's right. And then got a little time away over the weekend at the lake for a friend's birthday. So that was pretty chill.
You're ripping on the boat. I saw that. Yeah, man. Having a good time.
It's been a while since I've just like gone out on the lake and
just crush some beers.
Dude, just floating in the water. Yeah, drinking beer, hanging out, having fun. Like, dude, I miss doing it so much. I grew up doing it my whole life. And I think like Saturday, I never even got out of the water. It was like 5.5 hours just sitting in my upside down diaper, just floating in the water, dude.
You just look like a fucking raisin because you were just pruny as hell.
Dude, you just run the diaper. Just get the life jacket, throw it on upside down through the feet. You just got a permanent floaty just sitting out there in the water.
Kicking it.
5.5 hours, never had to pee.
Nah, you were just warming up the water around you.
Super hydrated. I just absorbed all the water that was in me, yeah. Dude, so rad though. Like, it was so nice outside. I thought the lakes were going to be pretty cold, but then again, we didn't get any snow this year, so the lakes didn't get any snow melt. So,
yeah, well, we're actually getting rain now, so that's
the thing. What's up with this, dude?
I don't know. Southern California.
I flew down this morning. It's just like, cool, Bakersfield South, thunderstorms. Let's go.
Yeah, we had like rain this morning, and it's June, so that's cool. I don't know.
June glooming it.
We're just trying to figure out what we're doing. It's not a big deal or anything.
Dude, I feel like it's been windy for like...
Dude, the wind has not stopped ever, and I hate it because obviously I like to ride bikes, and the wind really affects you on that. So I can't remember a time in my life where it has... Like, it's been this consistently windy every single day in the afternoons. It's
like absurd. Months.
It's absurd.
Dude, and...
I'm about to fight the wind pretty soon. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it.
Even just running on the beach. Like, it sucks just to run on the beach right now. Like, it's not even fun. Like, and I've been trying to run a lot lately, and just you go out to the beach, like, okay, this is a hurricane. This sucks. Sands is blowing in your face.
Hey, you're running, like, leaned over just because it's blowing so bad. Hey, speaking of this, I wanted to bring this up. I don't know why I actually wrote this down in my notes. I've started, like, I'm helping my girlfriend Shane walk dogs for her business, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Pacific Coast Hounds, what's up? If you need your dog walked, hit her up.
Wow, nice plug.
Yeah, quick plug, what's up?
Sick plug.
Yeah, yeah.
Are we doing free plugs now?
No free ads.
Wow, man. But, this is new.
But so, is it just me? Because even when I go to the gym, respect to everybody that's out there running, doing their thing, trying to improve themselves, not bagging on you one bit in that sense. But, dude, I judge the shit out of people running. Like, so bad. I probably look like a moron, too, when I run, and I have a feeling when I am running, I'm getting judged. I know that. In the back of my head, I know that.
I just know I look like I'm in pain this entire time. I just look like I'm hurting. Like,
dude, when we're, like, when I see people running at the gym or just wherever, dude, the whole time I'm just like, look at this fucking idiot. What are you doing? You look like a moron.
I have to wear sunglasses because my face probably just looks absolute haggard. Just like I am in so much pain right now. My body's not supposed to do this.
Yeah, your knees are just like, nope.
Well, last week, you know, going through it last week, and I'm getting ready to go up to NorCal. And Chad called me, you know, he knew I was going through it. And I was like, just getting ready to go. And it was like 10 in the morning. He's like, where are you at? I was like, about to run out. And he's like, meet me at the park. We're doing a workout. I was like, what? Like, when? He's like, 20 minutes. Be there. I'm like, all right. Yeah, cool. I'll be there right
now. You're like wiping the eye boogies out of your eyes. You're like, it's cool, dude. I'm on my way. What?
And I was literally just about to leave to go to NorCal. And so I was just like, all right, yeah. I'll go work out with Chad because last time wasn't bad enough. So why not? Let's go do this again. This time it's on land. I'm not drowning this time.
So this had potential to be better.
Had. So
what we learn?
Don't work out with Chad. Don't work out with Chad.
Don't work out with Chad.
Dude, so we show up and we skate in, and it's just like at this pull-up bar, dude. It's like a kink rail pull-up bar. There's like a low one that kinks up and like a middle one that kinks up, and then it's like a fat one. Like, you can't full grip this thing. Like, like, it's a thick bar.
Hey, that's what she said.
All right. And so there's four of us in the group, I think. Four, three, five. There's five of us. Yeah. So there's five. Yeah, my math's doing great right now. There's five of us.
Big math guy.
as we're starting, he goes, all right, first set, we're doing 10 ladder pull-ups. So it's one, and then off, and then one, two, and then off, and then one, two, three, and then off. And you do that to 10, and then you do 10, down nine, one. Yeah, back to one.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, like I can maybe do 5 pull-ups in my life. So, but I actually know I've been working out doing pull-ups a lot lately. I bought that pull-up bar at my house.
I was going to say, dude, I was ripping the pull-up bar before we got here. I did like 6 pull-ups, and I think my back's gone.
I have like a new one in the garage. I have like a new big system.
Oh, yeah, I saw that actually. Yeah. You posted a video the other day of you doing like one pull-up, and then the dog ran away, and you're like, shit.
Gotta go catch the dog.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we have a dog now. I don't think we talked about that on the show. We just picked up another dog.
Oh, yeah.
Lost Hunter, still have Decoy. Kate picked up a new little Frenchie that's adorable, and his name's Chewy. So we got that dog running around the house now.
Little Chewbacca.
Little sister picked up a dog, so we got that.
We got an animal as well, too.
Oh, you got a tortoise.
Yeah, we got a fucking tortoise.
Dude.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
He's a Hungarian tortoise.
We named him Jebediah Tortilla Foreman. That's his full name. Yeah, Jebediah.
Jebediah?
Jebediah. Jebediah Tortilla.
Tortilla?
Because he's a tortoise. Tortilla.
Foreman.
Foreman. Wow. Full name.
Wow. We're going to come back to this in a sec because we're getting off this old workout topic.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, might be. I was just very excited to tell you about my tortoise.
I was stoked to meet him the other night. He was rad.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah, he's cool. I'm bummed about the possum, but we'll walk away from that right now.
Hey, my mom listens to this. Don't bring that up. She's going to start crying and shit.
Yeah, that was sad. Anyways, I go and work out Chad. So we do this, and so that's 100 pull-ups right there, opening, 100 pull-ups.
I can probably tell you I've never done 100 pull-ups, like, ever
in a
single day.
So this is my first
time. Like, over a month, maybe. Yeah.
So you think, like, the beating's done.
Dude, my shit is making so much noise right now. My springies are sprung.
So you think the beating's over, and so now he goes.
That was a warm-up.
Yeah, that was a warm-up. And so now it goes every minute on the minute for 10 sets, 5 pull-ups and 5 burpees. So every minute on the minute.
Dude, burpees fucking suck.
You're doing 5 pull-ups and 5 burpees. And then every time the buzzer goes off, you start again. So, like, for some reason, like, I only thought we were doing 5 rounds. And, like, I knocked out 5. I'm, like, doing pretty good.
You were, like, vibing, pumping through it. And you're like, we're good.
Sick. And then he's like, 6. I'm like, how many are we doing? He's like, and even 10. I was like, what?
You're like,
excuse me? Yeah. I was like, no, we're not doing this right now.
I'm only halfway through. Shit. Yeah.
So this is another 50 pull-ups that I just bumped out, plus 50 burpees.
That's too many pull-ups, like, straight
plus
up.
Plus 50 burpees right here. So then I die at 10, like I'm about to throw up. And, dude, I never am that guy that takes my shirt off when I work out. And so I'm like,
damn, you went tarps off.
Dude, I get done with this part of the workout. I'm like, all right, we're done. We're going to get lunch. And then he goes, okay, next round. Every minute, on the minute, 5 pull-ups, and then five burpees, but every other push-up is a jump. So it's push-up, push-up, jump, that's one burpee. Push-up, push-up, jump, that's one burpee. And he says no CrossFit push-up, so we don't do the little hip slam on the ground. Yeah. It's a real push-up.
Yeah.
So now this is another set of 50 pull-ups plus 50 burpees. So I did 200 pull-ups and 50 burpees, or 100 burpees in this one entire time. That last set, though, I didn't realize what he had said. For some reason, I had 5s in my head. And so he was doing the count at the end. He's like, yeah, that was like 180 and something. And I was like, no, this is how I did. And he goes, oh, you did 5s? We were only supposed to do 3s on the last one. We were supposed to do 3 pull-ups and 3 burpees. I'm doing 5s, and I'm about to die, dude.
Hey, way to overachieve, though, dude. Proud of you.
Dude.
Proud of you.
I don't even know how I made it, but then I couldn't lift my arms. I couldn't do anything the next day with my body.
Just like from the waist up, you're just like, I'm a 2x4.
Dude, even my legs were busted just jumping that many times. Like, my burpees at the end look so sad and pathetic. I'm just like.
they were like wiggles. You just look like a worm, just a beat up worm.
Dude, and there's like, people are starting to come in the park at this point, and I can only imagine like what I look like out there. I'm just like, I'm doing my push-ups, I'm trying to jump, like.
They were looking at you, and they're like, oh, my God, this poor guy must have done something wrong. They're torturing this poor guy.
But I just remember how sick of a person that Chad is and how much he enjoys pain.
He loves watching people in pain,
too. He loves just watching this. And so when the day...
That makes him sound like such a bad guy. He's not an actual bad guy, but...
He loves this.
He loves watching people struggle.
Yeah, so he... there's a big group of, like... What's that, like, slow karate stuff that people do in the park?
Out of slow karate.
You never seen that where like people like do like the holding motions? It's like a yoga, but like karate. You never seen this stuff?
Fucking namaste? I don't know.
I don't know. It's that slow karate thing that people do in the park. Oh, you're going to sneeze.
Oh, God!
Oh, wow. Sorry, everyone's ears.
Yeah, we just blew out your eardrums, but I just shot. mucus out my nostrils.
Anyways, so there's a giant group doing this like slow karate. Oh, Tai Chi.
Okay, yeah, I would have never got that. So
Tai Chi, and so like a big group, and Chad. Chad's
you do
on
a Tai Chi.
Canceled.
Sorry, canceled. Yeah, my bad.
Chad's on his skateboard, and he goes to the park, and he just goes, A-what? Like,
okay, you thought I blew out eardrums, dude. You just blew out my eardrums in the headphones.
Yelling, dude, and like everyone, like this super quiet old.
He's like
zen.
That. He's like that Grinch one where he's like sitting in that quiet room, and he's just like.
I could only imagine people are like, oh no, the homeless bums are back again. Oh,
oh
God.
The fat, sweaty guys, they're oh, yelling no. at us again.
Oh no. Dude, but again, though, he's also the most motivational guy. So he was first, and then Ethan, this other kid, was second, and then I was third, and then there was two other kids behind me. But Chad finished, obviously, before me. By the way, he hurts.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Obviously, like.
Well, he was the first.
I'm just kidding.
But so, dude, he's pretty gnarly when he starts like hurting at the end. You just like the noises that guy starts making, like in his workout, just like, shah. You're like, oh my gosh, this guy's gonna kill me over here.
Good Lord.
But then he comes right over to me as I'm finishing. He's like, all right, Maddie, you got this. Two more. Good. All right. Two more, Maddie. Let's go. And I'm like,
your arms are just staying in one spot. They're not even moving. You're just like laying on the floor. You're like, I don't got it.
Oh,
I don't got it.
Dude. So I did that. And then it worked out Thursday morning. And then Friday morning, we're up at the lake. And the girls wanted to run in the morning. There's a hill right behind his house. And it's like, they want to do hill sprints. I'm like, I don't sprint, but I'll do like a casual fast.
You're like, so I don't sprint on flat ground. What the fuck yeah. makes you think I'm going to go sprint up that hill?
So the next morning, the girls wanted to do a workout. So I was like, all right. So we go out there. They want to do 5 running sprints up this hill. Like, I've already done 2 pretty tough workouts the day before. And then Thursday night, there might have been some things consumed. Why I was
alcoholic beverages.
But not a lot. But yeah, I was feeling this in the morning. And, dude, I'm just running these hills. And at 9 in the morning, it's already 95 degrees outside. And then we do that.
Good.
But then I decided to take him through a Chad workout and started doing burpees, squats, and some other stuff with him. For some reason, I just went into torture mode with myself.
You channeled your inner Chad, and you were like, I'm going to wreck some people's day today.
Everyone's going to start hurting here in a minute. Yeah.
You were that type of guy where you're like, I'm sore, so fuck you. You're going to be sore, too.
Everyone's going to hurt.
Yeah, if I'm in pain, everyone's in pain. That's funny.
And one of the girls the next morning, she's like, dude. She's like, these thingies hurt so bad. I'm like, oh, your lats. Yeah, yeah.
Your wings. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your wings hurt. Yeah, for sure. That's funny.
So I think I pumped out probably like, I don't know, 1,000 push-ups last week after all my workouts.
So you're good. Like, you're not going to – you're probably the rest of the month, like, you're –
Yeah, so today
you don't need to do any more pull-ups.
So today I did 100 pull-ups.
Oh, so I think he's sick now.
I did another round of 100 burpees plus dips and rows today.
Wow, you just make yourself sound so dope.
No, just Chad kind of put that in me, and now it's gonna be out there for like a couple days, and it'll die out. But I just still got this like Buds instructor in the back of my head just screaming at me.
Hey, so check this transition real quick. Are you getting your train on because you're about to get in the fight game or what?
Dude, I'm trying to get a $100 million prize.
You trying to get in the fight game?
I don't even have to fight. I just have to know how to hug really, really well,
bro.
I can hug. Like, I'm a good hugger. Like. Honestly, I'm one of the best huggers.
We got to talk about it because it just happened. The Floyd Mayweather, Logan Paul.
I didn't buy. Hey.
I'm throwing air quotes right now. Air quotes fight.
I didn't buy the fight.
No, we streamed it.
Hold on. I didn't buy the fight, and I didn't illegally watch the fight this time, but I still want a refund for knowing this happened.
Oh, yeah. So shout out to my neighbor, Paul, who totally stole it, and, you know, we watched it illegally. And I'm pretty sure his phone got like 97 viruses from this website.
but dude, we watched it. It's so funny how because we did that one in the last one with Jake Paul. Dude. And like your phone just tweaks out the entire time.
Oh, dude,
time
there was
you're
like 17 like messages popping up every like 5 seconds. But if I paid $50, or I don't, was that how much it is? Like the pay-per-view is $50. Dude, if I paid $50 to watch that, I literally. I would have killed myself.
The memes have been fire.
That's the only good thing about this is that the internet just has erupted.
It's just like I guess the
only good thing is for them they're stoked because they made a shit ton of money for 25 minutes of doing nothing.
No, I will 100% go fight this. I will.
I would love to see you step in the ring and get your ass rocked.
$100 million.
Rocked.
$100 million. I'm good with it.
Oh yeah, sure. No, I would too.
Great with it.
Absolutely.
I'll do some throws and some punches, some shadow boxing.
I'm sitting there, hands down, whole time, jaw open, and I'm just like, rock me till next week, and then just sign me the check.
Just throw your hands behind your back and just go in there with the sardine. Come on.
And just shake my chin at him, and then just be like, let's go, and then watch him just catch me with one. I hit the mat. I sleep for a little bit. I get up.
I don't think knockouts are fully legal because Ben Astrick never got knocked out. And then.
Yeah, but he was feeling a little woozy, though.
Well, Mayweather legit had Logan Paul just hanging in his arms like a love song.
I don't know. Like, I saw that because obviously the internet's been going crazy with that, saying, oh, he knocked him out and held him up. Does look like that.
Dude, you could kind of see it. Like, at first, it looks like he kind of falls. Then you can kind of see, like, Mayweather's arm, like,
yeah, he does fall on. I think he got him. Like, he knocked him a little bit. But I don't think he, like, knocked him out. Because you see his, like, head, and he's kind of, like, leans into Floyd. And is, like, you can see Floyd says something, and he, like, smiles afterwards, too.
Floyd's like, hey, buddy.
He's like, people paid $50. Yeah. You got to go longer than this. Well, we're going to get more. Fucking yelled at, dude.
A couple more minutes.
We're going to get yelled at.
We're going to have to refund our money that we won.
Yeah.
We're not going to be able to take this $100 million home.
Hey, I need my money, bro. You got to stay in this.
I just bought my innermost circle every luxury car they want. Did you see that? No. Floyd Mayweather bought like $1 million in cars for his inner circle of friends and then bought himself a Rolls Royce.
Is he taking like applications for new friends or how's this work?
I was looking at it. I don't know. I haven't found the link yet, but
I just don't think I wear enough like Gucci glasses and like alligator skin or like a gold chain. I don't think I wear enough. That's actually a requirement.
Go be friends with Mayweather and you just start wearing lime green leather tuxedo.
Did you see what he came out in? And that, like, white and green with, like, gold chain zipper fucking alligator skin? Are you serious? That shit was horror, dog.
When you have a couple hundred milli in the bank.
By the way, what was the Migos thing, too?
Oh, I have no idea.
Like, the Migos just, like, walked out in between both of them walking out. And they were like, hey, sing this song, but walk extremely slow to the
ring. Well, these fights just keep turning into concerts that have like a hugging match in the middle of it.
Yeah, dude,
like
I
the Jake Paul one was like a Justin Bieber concert that like some people.
No, that was literally just a Justin Bieber concert, and then they threw a fight in.
Yeah.
But this one was like at least an actual boxing match, and there was just like a quick performance.
So.
But I didn't really understand what was going on, and with fucking what's his face coming out with a Pokemon card around his neck. I know he's a huge Pokemon fan. Like,
is he?
Oh, he's like...
Really?
He has like a gnarly collection. Like, he's got a shit ton of money.
Dork?
Oh, he's a nerd, but whatever. Nerd? But he's like, dude, his like collection is legitimately worth money. Oh. And that card, I guess, is like something special, too.
I'm sorry. This does literally nothing for me.
When I was in like elementary school, I was like, fuck yeah, Pokemon.
Someone tries to flex on me telling me that they got an insane Pokemon collection, I'd be like, cool, bud.
I think it was like 15 Knuckles. G's or something for that thing. Or like 150 maybe even. Some outrageous number, and he paid cash for it and then put it in a necklace.
Stupid.
And walked into a boxing fight
with match. A child's Chinese game. Anyways, Floyd Mayweather has made over $1.1 billion in his fighting career.
With a B?
With a B.
Fuck
and he's
yeah.
currently worth $450 million. So somewhere there's been half of that either to taxes or there's been some great spending.
Somewhere somebody has spent some money.
I would love to meet his financial advisor.
Oh, God.
Floyd, you should not... Oh, oh, you're doing it. Okay, you're doing it. You bought the leather green suit. Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, okay. No, you can buy an alligator farm to skin them and make your own shitty outfit. Yeah, no, that's cool, I guess, if you're into that kind of thing. I'll give it to him. The guy is, he's not a businessman. He's a businessman.
Businessman.
No, he's a businessman. Who was that, Jay-Z? Was that a Jay-Z song?
I think that was a Jay-Z song.
They even said that on the broadcast. They were like, Floyd Mayweather's not a businessman. He's a businessman.
Oh, wait, but now according to 4 days ago, he's worth more than $1.2 billion now. So he...
Well, yeah, he made $100 million.
Well, from Conor McGregor and the Pacquiao, those were the two biggest payouts for him, and now he's over $1.2 billion. Not bad, buddy.
Good for him, honestly.
Not bad. You know, if I had that kind of money, yeah, I'd probably just go play around with my career. Because what's 50 and 0 mean? I mean, might as well just let that go down the toilet.
Well, that was another weird thing. I know it's an exhibition, and there wasn't really going to be a ruling on it, and it wasn't going to go against his record. But, like, I thought they were going to at least fake judge it and be like, oh, yeah, you know, six judges said this, so we're going to give the fight to Floyd, you know. But they just showed, like, some stats real quick, which Floyd absolutely murdered the dude. He, like, landed, like, 40% of his shots, and Logan landed, like, 7% or some shit. I don't know. I don't remember what the actual
honestly, great
were.
Odds. Dude, you know, Logan
he went
has,
out there and did the damn
Logan
thing.
Logan has the ugliest boxing style I've ever seen in my life.
It just looks like
it looks like a pissed off fourth grader.
Yeah,
that
that's
got
what
his...
I was gonna say. Like a little kid that was just like, yeah. He came out swinging in the beginning too. Yeah. He was ready to go, mm-hmm. but he definitely
gassed out pretty quick.
He drained the batteries pretty
quick.
Yeah,
he did the McGregor thing. He came out hard and then just lost it.
And then you could see him just breathing heavier than Matt on a run down the beach or a uphill sprint.
My breathing's getting better, but. I only have one nose, too, by the way. Like, only one side works.
I'm pretty
sure
everybody has one nose,
yeah, but
Matt.
I only have one nostril. My other side doesn't work. I have a full deviated, just destroyed septum. That doesn't...
Dude, we need to find the footage of us using that nose cleaner thing, the nose douche, as I called it.
Mm-mm.
Because watching your deviated septum try and use that thing and watching you throw up water was probably one of the
It was the most painful thing that I thought my eyeballs were going to get
probably
sucked out of my head.
Probably one of the more funny things I've ever seen in my entire life.
I legit thought my eyeballs were going to get sucked out of my head.
We need to find that footage and put that out because people need to see that.
Dude.
We need to give the people what they want.
Give the people what they want.
What else we got here?
Dude, there was something last week. I'm trying to find it right now on my notes because I had something good last week that happened that I wanted to talk about recently on the podcast.
Oh, my God. I need to talk about Memorial Day. Nothing's coming to mind Memorial Day when I called you? And I was like, hey, check out what I posted.
Toyota, yeah, buddy.
So I was down at my buddy Alex's, Mr. Alex Hammer Time Hammer. You guys have seen him on the show. He's the most reoccurring douche we have on the show. I was at his house.
He is the most reoccurring douche on the show.
I was at his house hanging out for Memorial Day, and we're sitting there cooking. Out of nowhere, we just hear like what sounds like a 450, a dirt bike, just rip down the street. Come to find out later, it was a quad. But we hear that go ripping by. Sirens following close after. And we're like, what the fuck is going on? So we run outside. We see the dude turn. He's down in, you know, downtown Huntington.
Yep.
So he goes, like, we run out of his house, look down to PCH, and we see this guy turn on PCH, and he takes off. He's gone. So we're like, dude, what the fuck was that? So we start walking back to Alex's house. Next thing you know, there's cops gathering down the street, like one block over from him. And we're like, what the hell happened over there? So we go walk over there. Dude, the cops were chasing him in a side-by-side, like the UTV off-road fucking things, you know? They cranked a corner, rolled this thing in the middle of the street. Homie gets away, and then I'm telling you this, and you're like, hey, was it like a dude fucking riding a blue quad? And I was like, I don't know. I didn't see him. Come to find out, it was a dude riding a blue quad. This motherfucker rode from Huntington Beach to Long Beach.
No, I think he came from Long Beach to you because I saw him before that video happened.
Really? He came this way.
He came from up here down there. He had another buddy on a 450.
That is so cool. Dude. That is literally the most legendary shit ever because I think he got away.
He almost like wrecked into a parked car right like on 2nd Street right over here. We were sitting at Murphy's and we're like hanging out, and all of a sudden, like I just hear like, burp, burp. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. And like the dude on the 450 is like holding like a cool slow wheelie down the street. I'm like, sick. And the guy in the quad's like just trying to yank one up, just like, and it's just not going. He finally does it and just takes off like almost 90 degrees sideways. I'm like, Oh, and like just barely misses a car. And I'm like,
love it. Fucking love it. So I
saw the cops need to go back to defensive driving school for Polaris's.
Bro.
They couldn't really drift it. The tires just really.
This is what happens when you get some budget cuts. Fucking Frank hasn't drove the side-by-side yet. And he rolled the fucker. Next thing you know, too, like four cops on horses come out of
nowhere. I saw that.
I was like, where the fuck did you come from?
When did Huntington Beach get horses?
I have no idea. Why were they there, too?
I don't think I've ever seen horseback in Huntington.
And then there was like a fire truck. Like the whole works came out. And I was just like, dude, what in the world just happened?
Dude, the cops on horseback, it was like Wyatt Earp and the boys just rolled into town.
Oh,
like,
dude, it was actually, it was a full-on event.
Wild West.
And it was phenomenal. Because everybody, like, I want to know who was driving it, because I never got to see who was driving the side-by-side that rolled it.
I just want to know,
the
like,
crowd gathered.
I just want to know how much crap they're just getting at the station. Because, like,
that's what I mean.
My cop buddies.
Like, did he have, like, a little scrape on his elbow, and he was like, oh, yeah. Rolled the side-by-side earlier, and they're like, shut up, you fucking nerd.
Yeah, shut up, dork. Yeah. Like, my cop buddies were looking at the story, and they're like, ooh, that's embarrassing. Oh, that's bad. Like, yeah. My cop buddies were all like,
you're sitting behind a desk pushing papers for at least a month. At least a month.
I had a buddy, he'll rename Nameless, and the agency he's with will remain Nameless, but he totaled his cop car at the station in the parking lot one day.
Nice.
Brand new cop car. Brand new. Like, brand new. Needless to say, he got the old Crown Vic back.
Yeah. I gave him the one that had, like, the motor tick, and it fucking wobbles and shit. They haven't worked on it in a month.
They gave him the wooden gun.
Yeah.
And they gave him a rape whistle later.
He did an office pop.
Dude, it's so good because, like, to this day, like, the boys just still give him shit over that.
Absolutely. You don't live that down. You're going to be that guy that crashed the cop car. And you're going to be that guy that rolled the side-by-side.
He's like, a two-for-two, though, my buddy. Because he also totaled our other buddy's wife's car in the same parking lot.
Oh, so he's, like, good at just fucking shit up. Like, he just nails.
The gas brake thing gets a little confusing.
You know, sometimes, like, I do it sometimes, too, you know, where you just get confused. You're like, is my foot on the left pedal or the right pedal?
But
I don't know.
I had a good fail. I did a stupid one not too long ago that I have no idea how I legit pulled this off. Oh, I know how I did it, but most embarrassing moment. I can't believe, like, no one was behind me. So I was at the gas station over here the other day. I was in my
Oh, my God, you told me about
this,
yeah.
I'm in my sister's Mini Cooper. It's a stick shift. I've never in my life got out of a car that's a stick and not left it in gear. Like, I've never, ever, ever in my life done this. And for some reason, like, I got to the gas station. I think I was in a hurry. I just hopped out of the car. I start filling it up with gas. The car wasn't rolling when I got out of the car. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, I need to get a water because I think I was going to Palm Springs.
So, but you pulled up.
Stop. Got out.
Stop. You did the wiggle to put it in neutral.
No, I think I just like maybe.
How did it get in neutral?
Because I think I just maybe like pulled it out of gear instead of left in gear. I think I just stopped and then like turned it off and then pulled it out of gear instead of left in gear.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
Dude. And so I'm like, I'm starting to pump gas. I'm like, dang, I got to go all the way to Palm Springs. Like, I got an hour drive. Like, I need to go get some beef jerky. In a water.
You need a beef stick, yeah. ASAP.
So I go in there, and dude, the car was not moving ever. I was there for a couple minutes with it. Then I walk in, and I like walk back out, and I'm like looking at the hose, and I'm like, man, that hose is really stretched out. Like, I was like, did I really pull this far back from the pump? I was like, no way. Like, there's no way I did this.
Smallest car, dude. And you pulled like 9 feet back from the pump.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I have no idea how I was the only person in the gas station and this hasn't ended up on YouTube. Like, dumb dude leaves his car in neutral.
We were talking about this too. I will triple check everything at a gas station because I don't want to be
that guy. Dude, there's
and you were that guy.
There was no car behind me, so it didn't roll into another car. But I can only imagine, like, someone's, could you imagine pumping gas and you like look over and you see a car just kind of casually
full. You're like, look at this moron. Look at this jackass.
Dude, I just brain fart. I've never done that ever in my life. Yeah, I can't believe like my brain.
Honestly,
just...
I don't even feel bad for you. Like, you're an idiot. you deserve all of that. But, oh, dude, I forgot to tell you, too. Oh, you're leaving tomorrow, huh?
Yeah. What do you got?
Well, it's freaking Papa Franz's birthday, dude.
Oh, yeah.
He turns 97.
No way. I thought he was 98 this year.
No, he's 97, I think. Yeah.
What? What are you guys going to do for him?
I don't know. Put him in a home, probably.
Will they accept
why
them?
Why are you laughing?
Are they going to accept him?
We're done with him, dude. We don't want to fucking.
I don't think a home's going to take him, man.
I know. Yeah, he's going to. He's
definitely, the staff.
He's getting rejected for sure.
The staff can't take someone that doesn't talk that much.
Okay, so but bringing this up too.
It looks like I peed my pants. I think there's a leak in my bottle because my. Like there's,
or you just pissed your pants.
Maybe I pissed my pants, but I don't know what's going on here. Or is there a hole in my lip?
Yeah, it's leaking all down the front of you. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Where is it leaking?
Oh, it's leaking from the top for sure. See, oh, yeah. See the little hook there?
Why is it leaking?
I don't know.
Why is my bottle leaking?
I don't know.
Wow.
But going back to what I was saying before I was rudely interrupted by your dumbass.
Need a new one.
So my dad is that type of guy that... Like, when you're like, oh, hey, man, it's your birthday, happy birthday. He's like, yeah, fuck, just another day. Just another day, another fuck, sun goes up, sun goes down, same thing.
Him and I have the same relationship. You know? Yeah, him and I have the same relationship.
But I was, like, we were talking about it. My girlfriend and I were talking about this. Like, 1 through 18, you're celebrating every birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, you know, you kind of take a skip to 21. And then you celebrate 21. 21's dope. And then after that, it's just kind of like whatever. Then you hit 30. You celebrate the shit out of turning 30. And then it's just every 10 years, I feel like. Because everything else is just...
Shout out to the two people that came to my 30th birthday sick. Thanks, guys.
Shit. Shit, dude.
No one showed up to my 30th.
Hey, who hurt you?
Actually, no.
Who hurt you, man?
No, there was four people there. It was me... My buddy Chris, who I was flying with, Kate flew in from Monaco, and then there was a
fucking humble brag.
And then, there's five of us, I guess, because there was another flight crew that we knew there, and they decided to come hang out with us.
Where were you, though?
Monaco.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fucking guy.
And then Montana. Same day.
Yeah, so shut up. Like, oh, thanks for not joining me, guys. Like, shut the fuck up. I wouldn't even show up for that. Actually, maybe if it was Monaco, I'd probably show up.
We had a boat.
Yeah, I'd probably show up.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. We had a big boat.
I didn't get the invite, though, so it's all good.
This is
It's fine, dude. I don't want to fucking hear it.
This was pre you. I don't want to hear it. This is pre you, man. I'm old, dude. I'm old.
You are old.
Tell me about your dad.
But, like, I don't...
There's an island called Seaman Island. Weird. Anyways.
That's hot. No, but, like, is that accurate to, like, think that that's all right? Like, every 10 years you celebrate?
Yeah.
Like, you celebrate your birthday still. Don't get me wrong. Like, you're not just like, fuck it, be like my dad. Just another day, bro.
That's me.
Where it's like, dude, like, cool, it's your birthday, you know, another year, cool. But, like, you go all out for, like, 30, 40, 50, 60, the 10-year marks. Well, everything else is just the filler.
But he's 97, so, yeah. Like, what do you do for a 97-year-old? Just...
Put him in a home.
Like a get well soon card?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, honestly.
A fucking year subscription that depends. Geritol. Fucking AARP discount code. Swipe up.
Right.
Let's hit up AARP and see if we can get a 50% off AARP.
Honestly, it's just hard to really get like a good 97th birthday these days. Like, it's not as happened as it used to be.
Well, I mean... You know, when you're that old, do you even remember them anyways? Like, what are we celebrating?
I don't even remember, like, my car keys in the morning, so, and I'm only 34.
Yeah, he's cranking up there.
Poor guy. So what are you guys going to do for him tomorrow? You going to take him on a bike ride? Go hit Laguna?
I don't know what we're going to do.
You should go ride Laguna.
My mom's probably going to make him work on the flooring at the house, just because she low-key just wants to, you know, punish him for being an ass.
That's not nice. It's his birthday.
Yeah, well, he's not nice, you know?
He's a great guy. I love your dad.
He's an ass. He is an asshole. Just kidding, Dad. You don't listen to this anyway, so who cares?
Yeah, we bought him Crocs on the show, and he had no idea.
No fucking clue. He thinks we're absolute morons.
Dude, there are some sick places around the world. I just found this website that just has all the cool places around the world.
Have you seen that game? Fuck, what's it called? It's like GeoGuess or something.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? Mm-hmm. I think
that one's good.
I think we should try and play that soon and film ourselves and watch how dumb we look.
Like, I thought I'd been to a lot of places, but there's like three on this list out of 20 that I haven't done yet.
Also, there was a Formula One race because, you know, I'm a big Formula One fan.
Oh, wait, something big just happened in Formula One.
What do you mean?
Oh, come back. talk about yours for a second.
Okay. One of the races is in Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan? How do you say
it? Yeah, I can't do those ones. I know what you're talking about.
But, like, where is that?
Middle East.
I've never heard of that other than that race.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah. It's Dubai, I think. Or it's Oman.
I don't think it's Dubai. Because they have another one in Dubai. I don't know why I'm leaving this up to you to type in when I have a computer right in front of my face.
There it is.
It's Azerbaijan, right?
Yeah.
What is that considered?
It's the capital of...
It's coming, guys. Hold on. Oh. Just wait.
Almost actually looks Eastern Europe.
It's definitely more of like a Middle Easty type.
Is it Turkey? Where is that?
You know what? That sounds good. Turkey sounds good.
I thought it was Middle East, but where is this?
Let's see. Yep, it's Republic of Azerbaijan. What did it just say? It's part of the six Turkish.
It's Turkish. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was like, that sounds like Turkish. It's Middle East. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Tehran. Yep.
Yeah, it's Turkey.
Well, it's part of like it's its own thing, but yeah, it's above, it's down, it's below Georgia, above Iran.
Ooh, listen to you throw that Iran.
Iran.
Why you roll your R's so hard? But yeah, so I don't know why that just came into my head, but I've never heard of that fucking place before other than the race.
Yeah, I mean, by the spelling of the name, you can kind of guess a general region. That's kind of a cheating thing.
Kind of figured it was around that area. I just didn't know.
Like, other than Georgia's in the Middle East, and that one kind of throws people off.
Yeah, where the fuck? Well, that's like Chad. It's like Africa? Chad in Africa. Like, yeah. How the hell do you fit in here? Where do you get Chad?
Well, when you meet someone from Georgia and you're like, you don't sound Southern at all.
Yeah, you have the worst Southern drawl I have ever heard.
Maybe people from Georgia and the Middle East have the same Southern drawl.
And you guys have no fucking peaches here. I'm pissed.
That would be funny, though, if like the people in Georgia and the Middle East had the same exact accents as the people in Georgia and the South.
You just go over there and they're like, howdy, y'all. You're like, what the hell is going on over here?
We could do the country names. Those get kind of fun every now and then. There's a couple, you know, interesting ones in Africa.
Wait, sorry. I have another one to bring up. Sorry. Because you're going to fucking love this. I don't know if you heard about this either. Why is there like half a ketchup packet over here?
What?
Yeah.
What were you eating on your side of the table?
No, that wasn't me. I'm telling you.
Those are gremlins in our office.
Broski, did you hear about NBC's new show?
What one?
Dude, they just set a cast. Are you ready? Joe Exotic, the Tiger King himself. They're making a fucking show about this guy.
What?
With actors.
No way.
Yeah. Because his dumb ass is still in jail, I think.
No way.
Look this shit up, dude.
They're doing a film, too.
I saw this the other day, and I was absolutely dying.
So...
Do they say who's in it?
Rob Lowe transformed into the Tiger King himself.
Shut the fuck up. It's Rob Lowe. Oh, that's actually phenomenal.
I was hoping you were going to try out for this role.
I could absolutely kill Joe Exotic.
Yeah, no, you definitely have his personality and his background. And
just redneck as shit.
Yeah.
Put a knee brace on me and
gay as hell.
Give me a cane. You boys want some meth? I'll turn you gay right now. Dude, remember the good times that we had when quarantine was still wild?
Let's see.
Dude, Rob Lowe is doing that?
Or...
Do they show... Yeah.
Dude, what a legend. Rob Lowe's the man.
Dude, he kind of fucking nailed that.
Crushed it. Dude, Rob Lowe is the man.
I love that he's got the Bass Pro Shop hat on.
Carol
fucking Baskin.
Dude, Rob Lowe just has that twisted.
He's got, good. He's,
yeah.
Yeah, he's got that like weird comedy, but oh my God, I didn't know that was who got cast for it. That is So good.
Oh my
you
gosh.
You Rob Lowe was deep. Love to see it.
Rob Lowe was deeply inspired by the Netflix documentary Tiger King, so he used.
Oh, shut the fuck up. He was deeply inspired. They offered him a paycheck. Now, so you want to play Joe Exotic? He's
so
like,
he used
yup.
His wife's makeup and expertise transform into the exact replica of Joe Exotic himself, and he totally nailed it. Tune into the show for more with Rob Lowe.
Dude, yeah. What a world we live in, man.
Crushed it.
I love it.
It only has 12,000 views. That's
really?
Yeah.
That's sad, honestly.
Yeah.
More people need to know about this.
Man.
This might even be our clip that we're using for this episode because I want people to see the Joe Exotic impression.
I hope it's true.
They said it's already cast.
Yeah, so I hope that's him. I just hope that's not a leak, but.
If it's out there, like. Who? It was on the what's her name? Kelly Clarkson show?
Yeah.
Also, how did she get into a talk show? Like, you know?
Right?
Yeah, that was a major one I needed to bring up because
I mean, we can't let Tiger King die.
You
he did
can't
a,
let
he
that
did
go.
So much for us in this
you know,
country.
That guy single-handedly
saved COVID.
Saved the world through COVID.
Yeah, did you hear our idiot governor the other day decide that he wasn't going to let us out of the lockdown on the 15th? Everyone was like, okay, all right, anyways, guy.
Yeah, does anybody care anymore?
Yeah, I don't think anyone cares, especially after Fauci's emails
like,
got leaked.
Like, that makes us sound like complete assholes, and like people are going to be like, it's still a problem. But like, dude, nobody cares anymore. Everybody's just like, give it to me or we're going back to normal. Like, we went to the movies the other day.
How was that? Give it to me.
We went, you know what? But that's what, like, people are just like, fuck it. Like, either, like, let me be sick and we'll just be over it, or I'm just over it.
Yeah. I mean, my sister got it. She still can't smell every now and then.
Oh, she still got it.
Dude, she, like, Frenchies have horrible farts. Horrible farts.
Yeah.
And she can't smell them.
So we're talking about a dog, by the way. Matt's not being mean to French people.
No, they can't smell. But, dude, she can't smell his farts. Like, we'll be cruising, and I'll be sitting in the car. I'm like, oh, what was that?
Do you actually make that noise?
Oh, yeah. And Kate's like, what? I'm like, really? I can't smell. Like, her smell, like, that's the one thing. It's only, like, it's 50-50 with her. But she was talking the other night, and she was like, I just can't smell his farts. I can smell other things, but I can't. I'm like.
She got emotional yeah. over
I was
that.
Like, I don't think this is something that you know, if you can't smell a fart, it's not the end of the day.
Not something to be sad about. You're good.
It's just tough when you just can't smell a good fart in your life.
Yeah.
Maybe I would miss it, though, like those days.
I would miss it. I'd love just like.
What, your own
ripping
scent?
Ripping a fart and just watching other people be like, oh my God, that's the. But you know when you do it, like when you just rip ass and then. It hits you, and you're like, oh. And then you look over, and you're just waiting for that thing to just smack him in the fucking face.
It just has density in the air.
Yeah, like, you can see. It's like when you, like, look down a road, and it's super hot, and you see this shit. Like, it's like, you know what I'm saying? What's the word? Jesus Christ. Yeah, nailed it.
No, not him.
Stay hot. Stay hot.
Dude. I mean, you might be looking at him, but stay anyways.
Hot, you know what I mean? You're looking down the road, and you see the heat coming off the road, and it's, like, distorting. Yeah, that fart cloud is doing the same thing heading over to somebody, and you're like, oh, you are about to get it.
Yeah, that was always one thing, like, God should have just put into our body, just like, when every time you farted, just a green cloud. Just
an actual cartoon shit cloud came out.
Every single time.
I'd be fucked. I couldn't go anywhere. People would be like, how do you actually fart that much?
Could you imagine, like, on a long one, too?
Like, it's like a bubble. It's like one of those sick bubbles that, like, when you get the wand, it makes, like, a super long one. That would be what my fart looks like.
How do we always get up?
Dude, that? I don't know. We were talking about Joe
Exotic.
We
have the worst podcast sometimes when it's just you and I together. Like,
no,
we just
it's just the worst podcast anyways. Fucking thing sucks. The fact that anyone listens to this shit is still impressive. I don't know. Whatever.
We appreciate you guys.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
I feel like I had something really fun to add to this. And
we're
I'm,
morons.
I don't know where I put it.
Oh, I wanted to ask you something, too. So Shane was very excited because I guess The Bachelorette starts today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So would you ever be interested in doing another dating show?
Haven't we already talked about this on the show?
I think so, but I'm asking.
Haven't we already talked about my time on The Bachelorette?
I think so. which I don't know, maybe, but...
I wasn't on the show, by the way. They just tried to cast me. I went through a process, dropped out. Anyways, I... No. But
so, would you be interested in doing another one?
Probably not.
No?
Mm-mm. I'm too old, man. I'm washed up.
Because...
I can't.
Know somebody that knows somebody that is looking for somebody to be on a dating show for a major network.
I would get kicked off like too quick these days. Like,
I don't think you would, though.
I've just become so old and ornery.
You would be that guy that everybody fucking hates on the show, yeah. And they love that.
I'm just going to be that guy that just talks politics and just pisses everyone off.
Exactly. They love and that shit.
I'm just going to have such a strong stance, and people are just going to be like, no, yeah, no, this guy needs to die. And like, this
everybody's going
to
be like, clean
kill
cut.
This guy.
Like clean cut. And
there's just like this.
Wears a nice shirt.
And there's this like homeless looking Viking covered in tattoos that just walks in. And
they're going to be like, oh, this is Chad. He's a financial banker and he's just like got a strong jawline and his hair all greased back. And he's like, hey, what's up?
And then here's Maddie. He drinks like, beer out of a moose's horn.
Yeah, and then they're like, hey, this is Matt. And they're like, did he forget to shave for fucking 3 years? And is that a fucking Peter Pan tattoo on his shin?
They're like, here's.
And then hold the phone. He's also kind of a prick. Let's keep him around till about 3 weeks before we clip everybody.
Oh, I would legit try to get clipped every single episode.
I think if you did that, though, like you would just continue. And do you know what happens when you get on those shows? You get the deals. No. You get the money. You don't get the girl because you got kicked off, but like it still works in your benefit, you know? I think it's a win-win, and you need to be a little bit more open-minded.
Just play that type A character on like all the dates. You're bringing nothing to the table, honestly.
Yeah, like, just be like, I don't like the way that you eat. You took a bite, and it's wrong. You shouldn't do it that way. You're pissing me off. This date's over. We're done.
Honestly, do you have a brain in there?
And she's going to be like, oh, my God, he's so hard to get, and he's an asshole, and I absolutely love it.
Is there even a brain in there, honestly? Like, yeah. You youngsters are just retarded these days.
She's like, I'm the same age as you.
You can't say that.
Yeah. You fucking Gen X idiot. She's like, I'm the same age as you. Yeah, exactly.
My whole thing's just going to be bleeped out because no one wants to hear my political side of my life. And it's going to be like, nope, nope, nope. Like, man, he swears a lot. No, he was just talking about politics the entire time.
No, that was literally just he has nothing else to bring to the table.
So what's this dating show?
I mean, I don't know the name of it because I don't know if they're allowed to say it yet. They're just like going through a casting process. And they're looking for single guys to do.
I just don't think I have the time or energy.
I know, but I just fucking I want to see you be an idiot so bad on that show. It'd be phenomenal.
I crushed it the first time when I got drafted for The Bachelorette.
That makes it sound way cooler than
I was a draft pick for sure, man. I was like third round.
Third round, 384th overall. You're playing in the minors for 3 years before they even looked at you.
The process was, like, legitimately pretty funny. Like, I will say, like, they did some pretty funny stuff to us, like, while we were going through the selection process. But, dude, this was 10 years, almost 10 years ago now. Like, I was, like, 25 when this happened.
Hey, people can do the math now. They know how old you are.
Dude, like, that was, like, 10 years ago. And, like, that's when, like... If I was like 24, 25, like I'd probably be down for like some Instagram fame. And...
Yeah, but like the thing is, like look at everybody that's on them now. They're your age.
Yeah, but Kate's friend did it. Like Kate's friend was on The Bachelorette and dude like ruined her life. Well, like I shouldn't say that because I don't think I could say that actually. Anyways, but like dude, like this the celebrity side, like it brings a lot of like gnarly pressure to your life. Like there's a lot of gnarly stuff that just happens to you.
There's like a good and bad side, but like for fuck's sake, you know? You're doing a shitty podcast.
Can we put you on it?
No. I am a taken man.
Yeah, but I'm sure she would accept like the deals and the
Shane's like, what are the offers actually?
Hey, this is a business plan. Remember like Mayweather and Logan Paul? This is a man. Come on, dude.
Yeah, right. Shane would be like,
why don't we put Alex on it?
Shane would be like, are they gonna give you a Dairy Queen deal? Okay, I'll think about it.
How about Alex? Let's put Alex on it.
Alex could be a good option, actually.
They would hate him.
Yeah, Alex would be the perfect douchebag. He literally is the perfect douchebag.
He's that guy.
Yeah.
No, he's that guy.
Yeah. Actually, we might.
We might need we to might just send, let's cast Alex for this. I don't. I
we'll
think
send
I'm
over his profile.
I think I'm out of my prime. Like I just I don't. I think I have other things. I have other avenues in my life right now,
I
and
don't
I have
no dude.
I have other options in my life that I'm looking at and exploring, and there's just different things on the table at this point. And again, I don't know. They would be trying to get me to party at like 10 o'clock at night, but guys, honestly, I just took 2 melatonins and I am hitting Netflix.
It's a big no for me on the party thing, but you guys have fun. I'm gonna crash out tonight, but you guys have fun out there. All right.
Dude, if I, you know, again, if I was,
you know what? I respect it. I thought
28, 29, 30-year-old Maddie, like full throttle would have jumped on this, like 100% back when I was like a really big tool, like that's when, yeah.
Back when you fucking are still a tool.
Wow. Okay, honestly, this
straight tool barn, actually. You're the whole barn.
This relationship and this podcast has really gone a different direction.
Very south.
Dating shows are funny, though. They put you through some, like, funny psychological tests, though.
I know. That's why. I don't know. I just, you know, I respect the answer, Matt. I get it. But, you know, I just thought I'd throw it out on the table.
No, it's a good offer. I just don't think I'm there right now.
You know.
And it takes up a lot of your time. And they usually shoot, like, if it's like any of the other ones, they usually shoot somewhere around April, and you're gone from like April to June. And that's training season for me for fire. So.
Yeah, that's summer. Sun's out, guns out, dude.
Guns. Yeah, guns. Yes. Yeah.
Summer rolls out.
What's up? You know that whole like prepare for your summer bot? I'm just skipping into winter.
Nah, dude, the dad bot is in now. You're good.
Did it come back? I think it faded out.
Nah, I think it's been back.
I think it only works if you're a dad, though.
I mean,
or you have a puppy. Like maybe there's like a couple things.
You're good. I'm telling you, you'd be the perfect candidate. I'm telling you, they would love your shit.
Deb's really, really pushing this one right now.
Pushing, bro. I want to see your dumbass on national TV.
I'm just gonna use your name.
They're gonna be like, who's who actually? Like they'll see this podcast that you do that, and they're like, who's
Devin?
How the fuck does this work? Yeah, that'll do it.
We'll do the White House answer. We're gonna circle back. We'll circle back to this.
Offers on the table. That's all I'm saying. Offers on the table.
So what do you mean you know a friend of a friend?
I don't know how much I can actually like give detail on it, so I'm not really gonna say too much.
All right.
But it's
yeah. We'll cast Alex.
Shane knows somebody. I'll just say that.
We'll cast Alex. I think he'll be like a better cast on the show.
Mm. We'll give it a go.
We'll give it a go.
We're just going to throw a ton of my friends' random profiles and just see which one lands, and I'll be like, I got you that.
The wild.
I did that.
I brokered this deal for you.
Yeah, I get half of all your fucking
drama.
All your deals.
Your drama, your bullshit, your mental health issues.
All of it.
Everything. You take half of this.
I get it. I get half.
I mean, if you're willing to take like half, like, the mental health beating that you take out of this and the political bullshit that you take out of this and
bro.
Oh man.
Again, I'm rapping back to we do a shitty podcast that fucking sucks.
Yeah, but I also have a real job that
I know
pays
but
me
like,
money.
I'm just saying, like, you talk about mental health. I mean, we're already scraping the bottom of the barrel here.
Hey,
I mean,
we've had some pretty good guests on our show.
Rad people on. I don't know how we fooled them into doing it.
Because we talk about cool shit when we bring them on the show.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, I mean, you're talking about mental health here. We don't even have any mental health. We're that messed up, you know?
I think I'm doing all right most days.
I mean, I'm glad you are because I'm fucked up. No, I'm just kidding. Everybody's going to be like, dude, is he okay?
Does Devin need to talk
just
about
kidding,
something?
Just kidding, guys. Joke.
Guys, slide into Devin's. Slide into Devin's DM. I can't even talk around. Slide into Devin's DM, please, and just give him some love.
No, he doesn't need it. He's doing great.
He needs a hug. Just really start blowing up his inbox for him, guys. Just,
nah, man. I'm fucking living, man. I got a girlfriend. I got a dog. I'm just fucking doing it, man.
A tortoise.
And a tortoise.
Jebediah Tortilla.
Jebediah Tortilla Foreman.
Good for the goose. Good for the gander.
We're living it up, dude.
No, if they did like a Letterkenny-based dating show, like now you'd possibly have my interest.
You're not Canadian enough.
I don't care.
Yeah, but you'd have to be Canadian.
I could figure this out.
You'd have to call, hey, Barley. Barla.
Anita Dick.
Hey.
Noah Dick.
Hey, whatever you're into on the weekends, man. I'm not judging.
Dude, I love that show. It's the greatest show ever.
You do love that show.
Hey, man. A couple of dicks, eh?
I thought that I liked that show, and then...
Dicks with a Y.
And then we started... You're still going. See, I can't even get my point across, and you're just being a fucking moron.
Pitter-patter, let's get at her.
Pitter-patter.
Oh, my gosh. I love that show. I'm obsessed.
What else do we got?
D-Day was yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty gnarly.
Yeah, that was a good remembrance.
Yeah, good on those guys. Much respect.
Yeah.
Very much respect.
Dude, did you see, like, this... Have you seen, like, the this was then, this is now things?
Oh, yeah, with the, like, safe space, like...
Yeah, the safe space guy. He's like, we can't have too much aggression, and, like, you can't please anyone in the room. I'm like, who lives like this? Like, this is insane. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
People have legitimately lost their mind in today's society.
Oh, people lost their fucking mind all... God, yeah. All day.
All day.
Fuck. Everyone's losing their mind. It's the damn 5G, man. That's what it is. It's fucking the brainwaves. Fucking just 9/11 did it too. It's intertwined, man.
Sorry, this kid doesn't read. He doesn't really know what he's talking about, guys.
It's the 5G.
You don't even do enough conspiracy theory background to back up a story to rant.
No, it's the 5G waves. All I know is ever since I got brains and the microchips and people's arms, they're tracking you. The government, when you do it, they're after me.
All I know is since I got rid since the mask things have been going away, like I don't wear a mask anywhere now. I feel like I'm like the ultimate rebel when I walk into a store.
Well, like I just ask people because sometimes I'll go into a store and like even the people working there won't have it, and I'm like, hey, are we cool to not wear a mask? And they're like, yeah, I don't care.
I don't
like,
even ask anymore. I just walk in.
Well, I just like there's some people that still are freaking out.
Yeah.
That like straight up lose it. So like I just don't need to deal with that.
I was gonna say I don't care.
Well, I just don't want to get screamed at by somebody for fucking no reason. So I'll be like, hey, I'll be nice and be like, hey, you know, do I have to wear one? If yes, whatever, that's fine. I'll do it. But like if not, good on you. You're a way better person. I like you way more, and we'll probably hang out and be friends.
Yeah. Well, dude, what else was burning down the internet last week? Something good happened last week. I can't remember. I wanted to talk about it on an episode.
I don't know.
I hate this.
I don't know. I feel like I brought a lot to the table on this episode, and you did.
No. You honestly brought a lot. There was a lot of good stuff.
I had a lot of shit on the brain.
You did.
Needed to get out.
I do have a lot of stuff. It's just not a lot of stuff we could talk about on the show or we want to talk about on the show.
Yeah,
so I have a lot of stuff on my brain. We just probably shouldn't bring that up right now.
Yeah, you got a lot of that like sad stuff on the brain.
Yeah, I got a lot of sad stuff on the brain right now. But I got excitement because, I mean, I'm going to work here pretty quick.
Yeah,
so that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Go fly through the fires.
What did I just say? Jesus Christ.
You doing all right over there tonight? Like you're just slithering and...
This is a late episode for us. I don't even know what's going
on
anymore.
It's 10 o'clock at night. It's not even that bad right now, dude.
Bro, I'm up at 5 o'clock, dude.
Yeah, you should stop doing that.
Nah. You go to the gym early in the morning when nobody's there.
No one's ever at my gym. It's in my garage.
Yeah, but you have a pull-up bar and, like, a rope.
Let's see. I got dip bars. I got a pull-up bar. I got battle ropes. I have a tractor tire. I have a set of dumbbells now. I got the weighted vest.
Is it the multiple?
No.
It's just one weight?
No. I got 5 to 85-pound dumbbells.
That's what I'm saying. The adjustable.
No.
You got a whole rack of dumbbells?
Yeah.
Oh, when did you get that?
Another week ago.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I got the weighted jump rope. I got the bands. We're doing pretty good over there.
You have a band in there?
Yeah.
Sick.
Slipknot. Every day.
Oh.
All 10 of them.
Masks included.
Yeah, it's a small garage, so you can only imagine how loud my concerts are.
Dude, thank God Slipknot was like, hey, we already wear masks every day. COVID can't affect us, dude. that was a terrible Slipknot joke. Fuck.
Devin Mushroom Head.
Yeah.
So you had a bad day.
No idea what you're talking about.
Never listened to Mushroom Head?
No.
Wow.
Why in the world would I listen to Mushroom Head?
Really?
No.
Those guys were awesome.
Were they?
Like a 7-man band that had like 6 drummers, guitar player, and a singer.
7-man band, 6 mm-hmm. of them were drummers.
Yep.
Just drums and vocals, all they did.
Dude, Mushroom Head was gnarly.
Play it. I don't want to hear it.
I'm not, but you got to see a picture of these guys, brother.
Is it like the same thing as Slipknot?
Yeah, look at these guys.
What, those all look like drawings. That's them?
This right here.
Is that not a drawing?
Well, that is, but that's what they look like on stage.
They all wear like devil masks?
Yeah. They're gnarly.
Yeah, that's fucking, that's cool.
You've never seen Mushroom Head before?
No, you've asked me seven Weird. Times within the past three well, seconds.
They wear a lot of different masks. They do like the ones with, they have like Slipknot masks and stuff, like the ones with the spikes and everything. And
spikes?
You know, just super 90s metal, brother.
Well, I don't know. I mean, do you have anything else you want to bring up? You keep telling me you got something cool, but you
got nothing.
You got nothing. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's about time to wrap this shit up.
Yeah, and we'll see.
Yeah, just for, you know, some future references, it might, I'm just going to apologize ahead of time because it might just be me and maybe some guests because, you know, Matt's got his job coming up and he's doing work, which we're very happy for. Good job, Matt. Yay. Woo!
It's your birthday. Oh, my God.
Yes. And they were neighbors. Oh, my God. They were roommates. That's what it is. I fucked it up. God damn it. that sucks.
Oh, you almost had it.
And they were roommates.
Mates.
I hope people have seen that clip because that was funny. And if you don't know what that's from, that probably sound dumb. But, yeah, just going to apologize ahead of time because it might just be me and some guests. I won't have Matt. But we're still going to try and make it happen as much as we can with what we got, you know?
Yeah.
So if Matt's able to join us, he will. If he can't, I'm going to try and keep this sad sack of shit rolling as much as I can.
This guy has no pride in the show anymore. Like, he has just lost all hope in this episode. Gosh, he's just hating on his own product. It's yeah. it's I hate to see it, man.
Yeah.
Hate to see it.
Yeah, you do hate to see it. But no, so we're going to try and keep this thing going as much as we can. We might have some weeks that are going to be skipped just because our time frames are going to be messed up now. But we're going to try everything we can to keep giving you guys
fun entertainment.
Some episodes.
And some escape from life and
yeah.
bring back some stuff and have some fun. But
have
yeah.
a good ass time.
Yeah, enjoy this one and we'll be back in a week or so with another episode and having some fun out here. But yeah, this one's a little slower. We had some fun. We talked about some funny things.
I had a great time.
Yeah, I always have a good time.
And you
time.
Know what? That's all that matters yeah. because if you guys watch it and you enjoy it, cool. If you don't, shut up.
And shout out to everyone that has been giving me feedback lately because dude I've been getting like a legit amount of feedback when I go back up to my parents' house. People are like, dude,
you know, that is nice. That's yeah. cool that your friends actually say things because my friends don't tell me shit because they're degenerates and
they oh dude suck. They're like, dude, that person you had on the show, like they're like that Navy SEAL guy or that Byron guy, dude, those guys are awesome. I'm like, dude, thank you, man. Like, I appreciate it. Like, dude,
nobody's ever been like, hey, you and Devin yeah. are really they're like, everybody else you bring on the show is great. You two suck.
True story.
Yeah, and you see why I am the way I am?
We got to laugh about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, but we do really appreciate you guys tuning in and listening. And go watch it on YouTube if you can because we need more views on there.
We need fans.
Yeah, we need fans, please.
But I hope you guys liked Jay. People freaked out that we did Jay. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, Jay was a very cool episode. I wish we could have got a little bit more time with him to do a little bit more stuff. But he is a very busy man. But yeah. we do truly appreciate him coming on and having a little sit down with us.
And I know you got some cool guests coming up, so that's
I'm
good.
I'm trying, man. It is definitely hard to book some people now that everything's kind of getting back to normal. But I hopefully got some cool people coming on soon. And it, like I said, it might just be me doing an interview with them. But, you know, Matt's going to be here, you know, right here.
Always.
Right here in our hearts.
We'll get a little.
Yeah, I'm going to get a little cardboard cut out of you just sitting right here.
So like I'm always here.
Yeah, just... And I'm just going to, like, make fun of you still while you're right there.
Oh, man. I can't wait.
But this has been the longest wrap-up I've ever done in my entire life. So, thank you, guys. We'll see you guys next week.
Have a good one, guys.
Later.
Late.